This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The 10th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the globe today. The main function was held at Sher-e-Kashmir International Conference Center in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from Srinagar. J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Minister Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao Jadhav, and many other dignitaries joined the program. Globally, embassies and Indian missions abroad will join the celebrations, reflecting in yoga's widespread influence. On the occasion, Prime Minister addressed the gathering and participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental, and spiritual growth. He underlined that the number of people practicing yoga is growing worldwide and its utility is also being recognized by the people. He stated that there is barely any world leader who has not discussed yoga during his interactions. International Yoga Day is being celebrated across the world with enthusiasm and fanfare. In Bangladesh, High Commission of India organized a grand yoga event at the Shahid Suhrawardi Indoor Stadium, Mirpur, in Dhaka on the occasion of International Yoga Day. Dubai residents embraced wellness with over 150 people participating in the International Day of Yoga celebrations held at Dusitthani, Dubai, organized by the Art of Living Foundation. In Sri Lanka, International Day of Yoga is being observed at historic Galla Fort. The Consulate General of India at Hambantota has made arrangements for the celebrations at the UNESCO World Heritage Site at Galla. About 10,000 people from different countries performed yoga at the iconic Times Square in New York City. The Consulate General of India in New York, along with the Times Square Alliance, organized a day-long celebration in which people showcased high enthusiasm for yoga. The Supreme Court today declined to hold the NEET UG 2024 counseling process again and sent a notice to the National Testing Agency, NTA. The court clubbed new pleas with existing petitions and set a hearing date for July 8. This decision comes amid ongoing legal challenges regarding the NEET UG examination. The Delhi High Court has said the trial court order granting bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will not be given effect till it hears the ED's plea challenging the relief granted in the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise scam. The Enforcement Directorate ED mentioned its plea challenging the trial court order for an urgent hearing before a bench of Justices Sudhir Kumar Jain and Ravindra Dudeja. The bench said the case file will come to it shortly and thereafter it will hear the matter. The High Court said till then the trial court order will not be acted upon. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court had granted Kejriwal bail on a bond of 1 lakh rupees. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin today assured that the government will take strong action against those found guilty in Kallakuruchi incident. In a statement in the Assembly today, he said that the government will act on the report by the one-man commission in 2 days. World Music Day is being celebrated today. Also known as Fête de la Musique, it is an annual celebration that promotes the power of music and its universal language. Musicians and music lovers from around the world come together to perform and enjoy various genres of music on World Music Day. Every year, June 21 is marked as the day of the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere of the world. The solstice, which marks the changing of seasons, occur twice a year and indicate the year's shortest and longest daylight hours, depending on the hemisphere in which one is located, during which the length of day and night differ significantly. In T20 Cricket World Cup, England will face South Africa at Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium, Gros Ely, St. Lucia this evening in their Super 8 clash. Early in the day, Australia defeated Bangladesh by 28 runs at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound, Antigua. And that is the end of this news bulletin.